So we will now begin with our reading of our minutes. Nikki? Oh, I don't know what happened.
Sorry, I was muted. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
California Diabetics in Action meeting minutes for January 28th, 2023. Meeting call to order by Christy Crespin, 4:10 p.m. Roll call, 4:05 p.m. Christy, Olivia, Nellie, Nikki, Nancy, Keith Kabbala, Connie Thomas, Dorini Dobbins, Frank Welty, Karen Schroeder, and Vivian Younger. Excuse me. Minutes 4:10 p.m. read by Nikki, Olivia. Okay, read by Nikki, Olivia, Nikki passed. Okay. Treasurer's report. Nellie Emerson, 4:15 p.m. Beginning balance, $475, $25 dues, ending balance, $500. Status of bank account. Banker at Wells Fargo discussed with Nellie, could not open account under CCB, so recommended considering to get a fictitious business license. They said in Santa Barbara that we cannot be licensed as a business. County representative put her through to someone in tax assessor's office. He said to go online, complete application for fictitious name, good for 5 years. Complete application online, good for 5 days. Must present completed application and pay fee of $40, $47, and it will be granted immediately. She is in the process of getting the application. Then she can open the account at Wells Fargo. This bank has a lot of branches. For a discount, there is a balance needed to be maintained of $500, which is the startup money of $500 from CCB. Nellie is donating the $47 application fee for fictitious license. Nellie moved, Olivia seconded, carried. Christy is donating $75 for the CCB affiliate dues due by February 15th. Committees. Committee interest and sign up. List of active committees. Constitution and bylaws. Nellie chair. Alan Ramos. Nikki. Christy. Education and programs. Nellie co-chair. Nikki co-chair. Vivian Younger. Olivia Ostergaard. Alan Ramos. Connie Thomas. Christy. Membership. Dorini Dobbins. Co-chair. Olivia Ostergaard. Co-chair. Nikki and Christy. Nominations, Nellie, Chair, Dorini Dobbins, Nikki, Olivia. Peer support, Nellie, Co-Chair, Keith Kabbala, Nancy Unger, Nikki, Connie Thomas, and Christy Crespin, 4:20 p.m. President's message, Christy Crespin, 4:30 p.m. Grow chapter membership activity and become a part of ACBDA. Board member comments, 4:35 p.m. Nancy, how do we motivate people to come to the meetings? Nikki, would like to see more people work more closely together with less antagonism. Let's improve working together. Become affiliated with ACBDA. Most important affiliate because of the dangers involved with diabetes. Wonderful group of people, like a family. Look forward to more participation. Nellie, even though we have had some obstacles along the way in terms of recruitment and organization, she feels enthusiastic, believes in the mission, and committed to do everything possible to assist blind people with diabetes to live a good life and have good management of their diabetes. Olivia, along with what has been said, she knows people living with diabetes and knows of the importance of managing medical conditions. Membership recruitment, 4:45 p.m. If you would like to join as a new member, please send $25 dues to Christy Crespin through Zelle at 909-800-7189 and or communicate with Nellie Emerson, treasurer, at nellie.emerson@att.net. Christy Crespin, president, may be contacted at blind.lcsw@gmail.com. The CDA email is cda.ccb22@gmail.com. If you are a member of ACBDA, dues for CDA are $15. If you are not affiliated with ACBDA, dues are $25. Members, comments, and discussion. 5 p.m. Dorini, she is in CDA because she has been a mother of a diabetic for the past 28 years. So she has experience of her son, who is now age 31 and was recently hospitalized. We need more members, so she will work hard. She's willing to contact members prior to each meeting. Vivian, because we have such a small group, it might be effective to meet as one committee with our various skill sets, offer a time to have a topic, and we can all show up. We have different people who have different and varied status with vision loss and also some issue with energy level. It is a complex situation where one might walk away feeling overwhelmed and not quite know what to do. For the membership committee, there needs to be some training so people can approach outside groups such as senior centers. It is difficult to get anything out to the agencies serving the blind due to territorial concerns. No matter what committee we are on, we want to be passionate to have a burst of energy. What she likes is that we are open and vulnerable to strengths and weaknesses. Because she works, she has some difficulty with time and involvement. She may want to entertain reaching everyday organizations and getting on agendas for conferences to be more visible. Fundamentals of diabetes needs to be repeated annually. Advertisement needs to be higher priority. What are the benefits of becoming active with CDA? Keith, reach out to senior centers. If diabetes is not taken care of properly, we have a problem. Connie, as a member, is it a goal for everyone to be on a committee? It is helpful to get more work completed, but not mandatory, is the answer to that question. She would like to try out the peer support and education programs committee. Frank, I am happy to be a part of CDA and give my financial support, and I will participate when possible. My availability for committee work is very low, and I would be happy to consult when I can. Next program and meeting, Saturday pre-convention, March 11th, 2023, 1:30 to 3 p.m. Adjourn, 5:30 p.m. Respectfully submitted for John Ross, Secretary, by Christy Crespin, President. Thank you. That's it.
All right. Thank you, Nikki, very much for reading that. And I'd like to entertain a motion for the approval of the minutes.
Currently unmuted. I shall move.
Okay.
Seconded.
Second.
Okay. So wait, we had
Nelly and Vivian. Livy, I think.
No, Livy was third. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Nelly and Vivian.
I think I was first, but it really doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, but yeah. Okay, yeah, you
hold
seconded
on. Who seconded it?
Vivian seconded it. Nelly moved and Vivian seconded.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Any questions or comments about the minutes?
Yes, a minor correction. So the thing that CDA is applying for through Santa Barbara County is a fictitious name. It's not a license.
Okay, fictitious business name. Okay. That's under number 4.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Any other questions or comments? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor of approval signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Okay, and next is our treasurer's report, Nelly.
Okay, there hasn't been any changes. So opening balance is $500 and ending balance is $500. And that's it.
Okay, my pointed question is, when can we expect to have a bank account?
Well, that depends on a few things. Well, going to be gone most of this coming week. So, and the application has to be completed and then dealt with in person within 5 days. So once that happens, then an appointment has to be made with the bank. You can't just walk in and say, I want to open an account.
Okay.
So I don't have the information to accurately answer that question. But I'm hoping very soon, hopefully before the end of the month, if possible.
Can we make it a target to happen prior to the next board meeting?
Which depends.
Is April 6th.
Okay. Yeah, that should be possible because, sometimes when you call to make an appointment at the bank, they might take 5 to 7 days to give you an appointment.
Right.
So we can make that a target.
Okay. Okay.
So that concludes the treasurer's report.
Okay. Would you like to entertain its acceptance?
Yes.
Okay. Any second?
Second, Livy.
Livy? Okay, any questions or comments? Okay, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, motion carries. All right. And our next is
Constitution and Bylaws.
Okay, yeah. Our next is the committee and signups. So, and how are we? What time is it? Oh, yay!
About 5 minutes to three.
All right, we done good. Okay, so I love it when we're not chasing the other end of the clock. So, Constitution and Bylaws. So Nellie is the chair. And currently we have Alan Ramos, Nicolette Noyes, Christy Crespin. And if you look at these committees, you will see the same names over and over again. Guys, we're tired. We need help.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we really need you all. Constitution and Bylaws doesn't do a lot, but when it does, we need to work. And we like to at least stay focused and present with our CCB constitution, well, actually CCB bylaws. We would love to affiliate with ACBDA. And so that is one of our targets, which is why we give people a break who are already members of ACBDA. And you know, if it's possible, if you have an in with Tom and company, we would love it if you guys could, you know, talk about why we would like to affiliate with ACBDA. We just think that there's a lot more we can do locally, and we would bring numbers to ACBDA. We would not be taking from ACBDA, and we would have, ability to work in conjunction with ACBDA, but that would also include on local California concerns. So, Nellie, is there anything you want to say about Constitution and Bylaws?
No, very well said, Christy. And we're ready whenever there are any changes that are proposed or needed, then we will have a meeting and get it done.
Okay. Okay, our next committee is Education and Programs. Guess what? Nellie Emerson, co-chair. Nicolette Noyes, co-chair. Members, Vivian Younger, Alan Ramos, Connie Thomas, Christy Crespin.
Olivia Ostergaard.
And Olivia Ostergaard.
Yes.
And so are we singing the same song, folks?
We are. And I am just very proud of the Education and Program Committee, because this committee has done a yeoman's job in the first year of CDA. Began by putting on the first program at the May 1st last year at the business meeting, and that one was an overview of diabetes, and we really covered a lot of material there. And then that was followed by a program at the end of August, which was dealing with sleep disorders and diabetes. And we were able to present a lot of information. There's a vast amount of material from medical websites and other sources that that people can access dealing with sleep disorders and diabetes. So we were very happy to do that. We were planning to have a holiday program on the 2nd of December, talking about what do you do, how to survive the holidays with, you know, healthy nutrition. But there was a lot going on and a real shortage of people to work on the program development part of it. So we decided to postpone that. But we still plan to do presentations on this topic through the ACB peer support hour once a month, and also future programs that we will be developing this year. And then, of course, there's the program that occurred today. So thank you, committee. Well done.
All right.
Nikki, did you have a comment you wanted to make?
Who?
Nikki.
Yes, I did, and I have to open my door, so I'll say it very quickly. Yeah, as far as the information that we're gathering together, we have a lot of information about a lot of different topics in the diabetic area. So if people want to email us or contact us, we can send you information. We can email what we have in whatever interest you have, or whatever aspect of diabetes, because we've got a lot of information. Just a second, what Nellie said. Now I'm going to go on mute.
Okay. So our email address again is CDA for California Diabetics in Action .ccb22 for the year affiliated @gmail.com. cda.ccb22@gmail.com. So next we have our membership committee, which is co-chaired by Dorini Dobbins and co-chaired by Olivia Ostergaard. And I'm looking at mistakes that I'm just see that I made. Okay, so our members are, imagine this, Nicolette Noyes and Christy Crespin. Mm-hmm. We need help. Please join us. Mm-hmm. We have some good ideas, what we want to do to. We really don't want to just look in CCB. We want to get, if you guys have the names and numbers of senior centers near you, if you have the names and numbers of other agencies that we might be able to talk with and, you know, be a part of their programs, please email us at cda.ccb22@gmail.com and let us know, because we would love to do it, especially if it's virtually. Our next committee is nominations.
Christy, can I stop you for a second?
Go ahead.
Alan has his hand raised and I'm not
okay.
sure.
Go ahead, Alan.
You need some, Christy, do you need some help in the membership? Can you add one more individual?
Yeah, you want to join?
Yeah, I think I will.
Okay, cool. I think I'll write your name in right now. Anyone else want to step up? We need you. Okay, so our next committee is nominations. And chair is, gosh, I get, bet you can't guess. Three guesses, everybody. Starts with an N. Ends with a Y. Nellie Emerson is the chair. Dorini, oh, did you say you want to join this committee, Nancy? The
not membership. I don't think so. I better
membership committee, and it's not membership. It's nominating.
Nominating. No, chair, I'm sorry about that.
The chair is Nellie. Members are Nellie. I'm sorry, Dorini Dobbins, Nicolette Noyes, and Olivia Ostergaard. The next one I really hope we get people to sign up with is peer support. Three guesses who the chair is. Co-chair, Nellie Emerson. We need a co-chair for that committee. And the members are Keith Kabbala, Nancy Unger, or you are in it, Nicolette Noyes, Connie Thomas, and of course me, Christy Crespin. The only committee I'm not on is nominations.
Alan, go ahead. Sorry, Christy. Alan has his hand up again.
Go ahead.
You need a co-chair for that committee?
Yep.
Should I take the plunge and see if I can work with Nellie on this one? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can join as many as you like.
Okay, cool. Alan Ramos.
Alan, did you join the or the nomin?
My membership is on its way.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you work with Alan? Did you offer to coach?
Co-chair.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. Okay.
Can Nikki make a comment very quickly?
Yes.
Considering peer support, maybe we should think and talk about it later, doing a weekend chat.
Well, that's been under consideration.
Right. Oh, okay, great.
Not necessarily through ACB Media. That's something to talk about. But we have considered a weekend chat.
Great. Okay, thank you.
And that would be, committee... Anyone, even if you're not a member, you can join a committee. Mm-hmm. So any other discussion about our committees? Okay. So,
Vivian, go ahead.
Okay. So in looking at these committees, I really think we should talk about the skill sets that's required for them, because so people know exactly what the expectations are within them. So I really think this is the time and place to mention that. And so that we have a balance of those, say, that might have computer skills, somebody else, I do better with phone calls, and somebody else, so that we can make sure we have a balanced, balanced committees. That's my only input about.
Okay.
And the other thing, I'd be very happy to do the weekend one. not necessarily be on the committee, because I think that I really want to go after the people that work, and anybody can join that. But I think that that's the, we could consider that, that's of course with board approval, but we could consider that as our bookend to the one that's offered on Tuesday, that second Tuesday. I think you told me that's when that,
right.
Had that. So that would be kind of like the bookend, weekenders, retirees, work, et cetera. It'd be our bookend. And I think that could really be open doors for other people that might want to come in.
Okay.
Those are my thoughts on that one.
Great. Thank you. Okay. So any other questions or comments on this topic? Okay.
Oh, so, I'm sorry. Oops. I've got to raise my hand. Sorry, I'm supposed to raise my hand. Follow on the rules. I'm going to do it right now. There.
Go ahead, Vivian.
Okay. So in terms of the membership committee, I'd be willing to be on that committee with the understanding that I really want to see that be an active committee, because that's what's involved in embracing members and that type of thing. And I think that maybe there be a commitment to where once a month we are targeting one place or the other place so that we can give it a quality time and show up. We have to appear. But just before we do all of that, I don't remember if we have this or not, but do we have a pamphlet or something that we can give to senior citizens or anybody else about who we are? Because we have to start there so people know exactly what they're getting to be a part of the CDA.
And the answer is, we had not enough members to work on that. And the person who was doing it left the state. So the answer is no, not okay. At this time.
Then the only thing I'll say right now, just maybe just like we approach the program with a conglomerate of us, maybe we should do that to get that done right. And established. Because once mm-hmm. we do that, then we have our membership. Hey, this is what the benefits are. And here are the questions if you could answer, and we kind of can know where you're going to fit. So one's going to lead to the others, like where I'm going with all that. Now I'm going to stop talking.
Good. Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. A good input.
Sure. Okay.
Any 1 minute, anyone else? Okay. So the next item on the agenda is my president's report or president's message. My message is spread the word. Please, I know that people are busy. If you read my CCB article, you know how many chapters I'm involved with. I'm also involved with three social work organizations, the National Association of Social Workers, and I'm on the Disability Council. So if we have any social workers, I would love to have you on the NASW Disability Council. So if you know of any, spread the word. I am involved with the North American Christians in Social Work, and I'm involved with the California Society for Clinical Social Work. So my plate is very full. I am president of this chapter affiliate, and I'm president of our local chapter. And I hope to be elected again for a third and final board member position. I believe so strongly that we need to be helping ourselves and helping others. Who is going to help us if we don't help ourselves? Who is going to educate and advocate if we don't? you know, we spent a long time last year writing a letter about one of the ACB imperatives. And guess what? I think I saved it. I bet you if I didn't, Nikki did. We get to bring this letter out again, update it, and send it to our Congress people. We're going to ask you all to take this letter, and it's on the Medicare provision. We're going to ask you to please submit it to your Congress people and to our senators. And yeah, they're going to get bombarded, we hope. That's what we want. But, you know, nothing about us without us. What happens without us? Nothing. My next is the comments from the board. And so if a board member would like to comment, please raise your hand on anything that we've talked about today or that we haven't talked about.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chrissy.
Yeah, go that's ahead, okay.
Okay. Currently,
so this is Nelly. So what happens without us isn't always nothing. Many times what happens without us are things that are detrimental to us as blind people. And so it's really critical to be involved on whatever level you are capable and able to do so. I just want to make a comment about Judy Heumann, who was considered, you know, the mother of the disability rights movement. Of course, the blind started a lot sooner than the disability rights movement. We started in the 1930s. But Judy Heumann was a remarkable person, and she lived, you know, she talked the talk and did the walk in her wheelchair by dealing with people in the legislature, people in the community, grassroots organizations, and all kinds of things. And I had the pleasure of meeting her when I was in Long Island University in New York. I was a freshman and she was an advanced student. So anyway, I just wanted to mention her and remember her and know that activism works.
Thank you, Nelly.
Okay.
Nikki has her hand raised.
Okay.
I'd like to say something. I'd like to give you a little bit of background for me. My dad and my uncle and my aunt were all diagnosed with glaucoma when they were in their 70s. And my mother was diagnosed with macular degeneration. But as long as my mother was alive, my dad would not go to the lighthouse, although he was involved. I got him involved with the talking books. And that was when the Library for the Blind was on Sacramento Street. And that was many, many years ago. But in 1998, when she passed away, I said, okay, you're going to the lighthouse. And ever since then, which was about 25 years ago, I've been volunteering. And he was a professor. I was not. I got an AA degree. I went to college for 2 years and quit. I didn't go any farther, but he had a PhD in English Lit. But it seemed like all the people in the lighthouse were interested in asking me about diabetes. I knew nothing about it, but I started investigating and finding out all about it. And then when I found out about this committee last year, I thought, oh, wow, this is great. I'm going to get on it. And I'm on it. And I'm very happy because there are so many things out there that people don't know. And so much information that we need to get out there, because it is a deadly disease, but it doesn't have to be. So that's my passion. And I've got to the point where I've belonged to quite a few affiliates, but I don't do too much there except go to the meetings because I'm very busy here, but I love it. It keeps me busy and out of trouble. And another thing is, all of the people in CCB and ACB are wonderful. Just wonderful, wonderful people to work with, no matter what the committee is. So thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of all of this. That's it. I'm done.
Thank you, Nikki. Thank you. Anyone else?
Sorry, I was muted. Just a minute. No, Christy, no hands.
John, Nancy, Livy, any comments?
No. Livy, go ahead.
Okay, hey.
Yep, gotcha.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Amen to everything. I'm very proud of this group. We're small, but we're mighty. And we need to get mightier. And Nelly, as soon as you send that letter or find that letter and resend it, or Christy, whoever,
Christy.
I've already got, Christy. Okay. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. I've got an email already from one of my congressmen that I want to send it to. And I'm hoping, I was not able to attend to afford to pay for the leadership imperatives things, but I listened to as much as I could. And I don't know who's, I'm still willing to work with that and work with whomever from our area, Jamie, or Sarah, or whomever, to talk to our Congress folks and Feinstein's people about the imperatives.
You should have gotten an email from someone. If you didn't, you need to contact Jeff and Alice Turner and Artis Bazin. And with that, Alan, you're with me and Nelly. So we already asked for permission for that. So good. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me go to the next thing is membership recruitment. We're a minute early. Ooh, I like it. All right. So if you would like to join California Diabetics in Action, CDA, as a member, please send your $25 dues to Christy Crespin through Zelle or Venmo. I didn't put that in there, but I prefer Zelle because Venmo taxes us. My telephone number, 909-800-7189, and or communicate with Nelly Emerson. And Nelly, do you want to give your preferred telephone number? She's our treasurer.
Yes. My cell phone number is area code 951-237-2960. So that is 951-237-2960. And I also do text. So I am available anytime. Thank you.
Okay. And her email address is Nelly, Nelly, dot Emerson, Emerson, at att.net. And my email address as president is blind.lcsw. I'm blind and I'm a licensed clinical social worker. So blind.lcsw@gmail.com. The CDA email, as we've been advertising and not getting emails on, so come on, people, use it. Get us happy. It's CDA for California Diabetics in Action dot ccb22@gmail.com. All small letters. CDA.ccb22@gmail.com. If you are a member of ACBDA, the American Council of the Blind Diabetics in Action, your dues are $15. And that is because it is wishful thinking that we are going to affiliate. If you are not affiliated with ACBDA, your membership dues are $25. If you'd like to talk to either Nellie or me, please do so. We would love to talk with you about why it's important to join. Now it's time, 3 minutes early, for audience comment. So if you have comments, please raise your hand.
Alan, go ahead, please.
I was on the president's call about 2 weeks ago. And one of the things that did come up was membership, trying to recruit and obtain membership in the various chapters and all of the chapters,
mm-hmm.
and the convention. Mostly what the meeting was all about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Anyone else?
Nikki has her hand up. Go ahead, Nikki.
Nikki.
Okay. I'd like to just briefly mention about the how the sleep affecting the blood sugar levels, because I knew that there was a problem there, and I did some investigation because one of my friends would always have a graham cracker and other people would have something. And I thought, well, why is that necessary? And I didn't realize that people's sugar can spike while they're sleeping. So I found a really good thing that's supposed to work very well is before you go to bed, if you have a little snack, have a little bit of peanut butter on a piece of grain bread. And that helps satisfy your system so that you don't have a spike in sugar when you wake up. And I think that's fascinating. I don't know why we didn't know that years and years ago. Maybe some people did, but I certainly didn't. So I just wanted to bring that up because I think that's a really important thing for people with diabetes. If they don't have a regular kind of snack in the evening and they have trouble with the blood sugar escalating overnight. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Nikki. Anyone else have a comment? How about some of you guys who, you know, you've been here, you've been very quiet. I'd really like to hear from you.
Jamie? Hello, thank you.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've learned a lot. You know, that was my main focus, is to come, and because I've heard, you know, about this group for quite a while through Olivia. But honestly, I wasn't sure because I am not a diabetic. Okay. And then the group is called Diabetics in Action. I'm like, well, maybe it's a closed group. I'm not diabetic, right? However, you know, I think it's important to be aware and learn from, you know, all the different communities and the committees so we could get the word out to those who could really benefit, you know, as diabetics, or if you have educational programs or workshops or anything like that, you know, for education of, you know, pre-diabetes, you know, to help individuals through the journey so they can manage it to the point to where, you know, it's not so detrimental. Because, you know, at the Blind Center, you know, I see the tail end of the diabetes concerns or the health issues that is just devastating. I mean, I had no idea. I've learned a lot through my own clients, right?
Right.
Sometimes they'll say, well, I'm already blind, so why should I care? You know, I'm not going to take care of my health. And they're like, no. That's not the way you should have that, you know, attitude. But so I'm really looking how through your group or within your group, you know, how we could support the community overall that are not, you know, that's why I asked the question, were they, do you have to be an ACB member or a CCB member? Because, you know, we all know that even our own chapters are struggling just to get members, and that's always a work in progress. But if, you know, because if we could put this information out, like you said, to, you know, through our community outreaches and let them know, that, you know, there is support out there, and please join them. And so I just appreciate coming in and learning, and it helps me educate those who do have diabetes or pre-diabetes in a sense. I do have family members that have diabetes, but, you know, it's not my everyday living like, you know, your guys's.
And unfortunately, it's a rank that you can join and you don't even know you've joined it. But half of our members of the board do not have diabetes. I have pre-diabetes. Two of our board members have diabetes and three do not.
So everybody's welcome.
Yep. Thank you, Jamie. Any other hands?
No, not at the moment. And Nancy's back. She came back.
Yeah, I know. I heard that. Thank you.
All right.
So would anyone else?
Nikki, I'm sorry. Nikki, go ahead, Nikki.
Okay. I just wanted to mention that on another meeting, I found that Brandon is new. So I wondered if he would like to make a comment about this meeting and what you thought of it. And, you know, do you appreciate us being here? Are you glad that you're part of CCB?
Sure. No,
don't be shy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I'm kind of just trying to take everything in right now as a new member and trying to see all there is to offer. Because from what I understand, there's a lot available, and, you know, obviously trying to take too much of the whole pie all at once is pretty difficult. So, myself, one of the reasons why I jumped in to join this meeting to see kind of similar to Jamie, to see kind of what's going on. You know, I am at risk for diabetes. I'm not quite pre-diabetic, but I'm pretty close to the precipice. And so, you know, it's something that, you know, definitely is something that concerns me for myself, not just myself, but working with different clientele as well, because I do work for Valley Center for the Blind. It's around me in all different ways, shapes and forms. So just kind of trying to take everything in, but there's a lot of good information that came out of this, a lot of good discussion, I think, and welcoming is probably the best way I can explain it. Personally, I should say. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And you're always welcome.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brandon.
And Livy has her hand.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. And Brandon, as an FYI, Brandon is a brand new member of our CCB Fresno chapter as of last night.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah. So he's just, you know, there and go. I just
Vivian,
had another.
Go ahead.
Wait a second.
Oh, Vivian.
Livy was still talking.
Sorry, I thought she was done.
No. Nope.
Go ahead, Livy.
I just had another epiphany. I'm just wondering, because everybody's been talking about community outreach and all that kind of jazz. I'm just wondering if we shouldn't try to put together some kind of a community outreach type of seminar or workshop or something like that, because I was thinking of some of the, I know some of the iHeart radio stations, they have what they call Community Matters or something like that. And it's on like on Sunday mornings at 7 o'clock AM, you know, when nobody's up, but, or some people are. And, you know, any kind of thing like that, you know, they want people to come in and tell about their groups or their organizations or what they do and stuff like that. And I think that particular venue, and I think they repeat it as well, I don't know when, but I think something like that would be extremely valuable. So I'm just throwing that out in the universe here and see what.
Oh, good. So you get to give us, research it when you hear the stuff, when you hear the contact information, record it, write it down, do something and get it to us.
I can do that. I can do that. Yeah. I will do that and get it to you.
Most broadcasting organizations as well have basically these, their PSAs. Yeah.
Right.
So that'd be a perfect avenue to travel down.
And I know how to write those. I've written those before. Perfect. So.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Great.
Good meeting you, right?
Vivian?
Yeah. So I see that, this is not my original comment, but what I see what Vivi was saying, that could be a long-term project of ours. And that what happens with that long-term project is that we cover different aspects in preparation of it, thereby building up different, you know, for example, we get our little blurb together, and then we're able to present it in such a way. So that's a great idea. But I did want to let you guys know that on the 27th of this month, let's see, now I don't know, it's a AAVL. I will be part of that webinar, and it's about positive solutions to healthcare. And so I'm bringing it up because if any of you may or may not have had positive experiences with your healthcare team, that topic is going to be discussed. That's the 27th. That's a Wednesday. I think they told me it's 11 o'clock Eastern time. So I just throw that
March,
up.
March 27th?
March.
That's not a Wednesday.
I didn't say Wednesday. I said Monday.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Wednesday. Thank you.
I know. Well, okay. I don't have a calendar in front of me, but I just thought I'd share that with you guys.
Good.
All right.
All right. We are running over time, so unless we have other comments, our next, go ahead.
I move that we adjourn.
Oh, well, hang on, John. We're not doing that yet. Our next meeting and program will be held on Saturday, May 27th, 2023, which is a Saturday, 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. So again, May 27, 2023, 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. And without further ado, I adjourn this meeting at 3:35 p.m. Thank you.